The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tuberty with you. It is Wednesday, the 25th of... Bear with me. There we go. Wednesday, 25th of November. That's it. 2020. And the time is 4 minutes past nine. We're with you till 10 o'clock. You can text us this morning on 51551 or email ryan at rte.ie. The email, of course, is open for business. Ryan at rte.ie. Yep. Good. Now, distracted, would you say? A little bit. Much on the plate as we head towards Friday night and busy few days. I got to visit the toy show set. It is a thing of great beauty. I've never seen, you see, because there's no audience. I mean the amazingly imaginative people behind the scenes have created something that is a wonderland, and you'll be able to read about it in the papers and online tomorrow morning, but not today. Today I'll do the interviews, and tomorrow you may well find yourself going, who is that? Is that him wearing that? What the hell? We're getting close, my friends. Closer and closer. Good man Brian O'Donovan for sticking the microphone in front of Joe Biden's mouth and getting a face mask response from the president-elect, and a very good response too. Good question, good response. President-elect Biden had tweeted, America is back. Simple as that, three words. And with that, Brian, as you saw, stopped him and said, quick question for Irish television, and Joe Biden, proving his Irish credentials, said, you want me to talk to Ireland? I'll talk to Ireland all day long. And we were saying that before he got elected, that if he did get elected, we would have a serious friend in the White House. And I know that might seem like it was just one question, one answer in passing. It's much more than that. And it's very significant, I think, that that Joe Biden stopped there, because it shows the seriousness of intent that he has in with regard to his relationship with this country, and with that, with Britain and Brexit and everything in between. So I think that is a really good development for us as a country in the coming years. So I'm very happy about that. And well done, as I say, to Brian. And I was passing through the corridors of power yesterday in RTE, and I saw the walls were bedecked with colourings and drawings and paintings from children around the world. And the News Today programme, which is just a terrific programme. I've often talked about it, because if you're a kid, or if you're somebody who just doesn't watch the news but you want a digest of it, strangely, it's great. Teachers should be showing this in schools, because it's a digest of the daily news, but done in a way that's accessible and breaks it all down and makes it nice and easy for us. And they did this annual art competition, and they got 10,000 entries. I mean, it's of course, it's a sign of the COVID times, but also of the connection that children have with that particular programme, and the presenters of that programme, who are excellent, and the people behind the scenes do a gorgeous job on it, because you can tell that they work hard and it's thoughtful. And Abby O'Reilly is from City West in Dublin, and her picture is just, if you haven't seen it, you really need to watch. Go to rte.ie and you'll see it there. There's a few of the people who got through, some of the kids got through to the finals of it, if you like. But hers is, it's gorgeous, and it's snow globes and people in the snow globes, some on their phones, some touching the glass of the snow globe towards another person touching the glass in their snow globe as they try to reach out, as we have been doing through windows all year. It's a very, very thoughtful, reflective, a very beautiful piece of art. And she goes to the Holy Family National School in Rathcoole in County Dublin. And I just wanted to say fair play to her. She wins, gets the opportunity to switch on the RTE Christmas lights this Friday ahead of the Late Late Toy Show. So with any luck, I'll get to meet her from a distance, Nancy Griffith. And we'll say hello. But we'll see what happens on Friday. So hopefully we do. But Abby, congratulations to you. That's wonderful. Did we all do Shakespeare in school? Did everyone at one point have to do a Shakespeare play, whether it was for junior cert or inter cert or leaving cert? I know that, I think Romeo and Juliet was my junior cert, you wish, my inter cert. And it didn't really have a huge impact on me, it was grand. But the play I did for the leaving cert was Macbeth. And I loved Macbeth. That was my favourite. What they say is the shortest and bloodiest of Shakespeare's plays, which suited me all round. Didn't want to go on and on. Great story, kind of creepy, and great politics, and just and it constantly is referenced in popular culture, obviously, between Lady Macbeth, Macbeth himself, and all the references in between. Anyway, Helen Mirren, who I was watching the other night on as the Queen, brilliantly, has been out and about doing interviews. She's 75 now. She won an Oscar for The Queen. And she said droning through Shakespeare in classrooms at the age of 11 or 12 is off-putting, and wondered about, questioned the wisdom of teaching Shakespeare in school at that age. She said, I don't think Shakespeare should be taught in schools. All young people's experience of Shakespeare, she said, should be live theatre. Now, the difficulty with live theatre is for a lot of people it's prohibitive financially. Or geographically. So it's nice that she might think that that we, you know, can offer that to everybody. We can't. But she makes the point that at school it can just be a bit tricky, and it was a challenge to make sometimes the archaic language alive and accessible. That comes down to the teacher. A good teacher will break through that and make it interesting and alive and accessible. But at school, I think 11 or 12 is too young for Shakespeare. As in my experience, I think a bit older, with a little bit more life experience, you'll get it. But that is too young. That probably could put people off forever and ever. A book that looks at the Beatles from a playful kaleidoscope of angles has won Britain's leading non-fiction literary award on Tuesday. I mentioned this book during the summer because it's really peculiar and brilliant, called 1, 2, 3, 4, The Beatles in Time by Craig Brown, who did a book I adored about 10 years ago, which is for another day. But this was 1, 2, 3, 4. If you have a Beatle fan in your life, this is the one to get them for Christmas. I promise you. I'll put it up on Instagram later if I remember, because you'll want to get this one and get it fast. And it's what's called a composite biography. It's so bizarrely written. It's like a snack box or tapas look at the history of the Beatles. Every three pages, it's a different story, and it's done through, as he said, a kaleidoscope is a great word. It's not trippy in that it's trying to be too cool or smart for its own good. It's completely readable, but I haven't finished it. Like I'll go back to it at Christmas time and read bits of it and come back to it again. No pictures, just very, very well written and very, very interestingly put together. And it draws on their stories with relatives and partners and artists and imitators and hangers-on and people who are in their orbit. It's just, as I say, fascinating, as they described it, a joyous, irreverent, insightful celebration of the Fab Four. So that's Craig Brown's book, 1, 2, 3, 4. It won the Bailey Gifford Prize, worth £50,000 sterling, if you don't mind. Congratulations to Fontaines DC, the Irish indie rock band. As they say in the independent.ie, have received a nomination for Best Rock Album for their record, A Hero's Death, in the Grammys, which is pretty impressive. They started life in the Liberties in Dublin in 2017. And the DC has nothing to do with the District of Columbia, but rather Dublin City. And as they posted on their Twitter page yesterday, Jesus, we've been nominated for a Grammy for Best Rock Album with A Hero's Death. And that's the Argo, and that's the score. Their song Big was named number 5 on NME's The 50 Best Songs of 2019. So they are making great noises, and I wish them well. And with any luck, they'll bag a Grammy. Why wouldn't they? Dry robes. Dry robes, dry robes, dry robes. Here we go again. Thank you to Niamh. Here's your email. I'm an avid listener to the show. Well, the podcast, as I'm in teaching during the show. Good. I was listening to the Monday show on my way to work on Tuesday morning. I heard you speak of the new phenomenon that is the dry robe. And I can in fact confirm that the dry robe has spread. It's spread like a contagion to rural Ireland. And it's just, it's not just in Dublin. A true sign that the notions culture is alive and well despite the pandemic. It's great to see. I was completing my evening run in the local rugby club on the Galway-Roscommon border, nowhere near any body of water, never mind the Atlantic. And I was greeted by the sight of a walker in a purple dry robe, similar to something that you'd likely see in a box of Quality Street. It seems that it's not just those embarking on quick dips in the 40-foot that seem to need a dry robe. Rural inland Ireland also requires dry robes. Who knew? Thanks, Niamh, for the update. And now you know, the dry robe contagion continues. And people who go, this is what I'm getting, this swimming communities out there, are divided. It's like it seems to be like a Robey civil war between the dry robers and the original articles. So the original articles have the bit of a towel and the bit of a bag and maybe even a bit of an old bathrobe, but they're diehards. And then the dry robers, maybe post-COVID, have started to saunter down, maybe with a cappuccino for a chat on the way down, and then quick dip, and then into the dry robe. And then I'm beginning to think this is what's happening. There is a war afoot, a quiet war, between those who dry robe and those who don't. And it is passing me by quietly and with great joy, but not if you're in it. It's enormous. Owen says, it's another lockdown Tuesday and I was looking for a break from work and reality and I happened upon Robin Hood, 2018 edition. I haven't heard of that one. I'd highly recommend it. Bizarrely, it's a modern take on the old tale. It has Xbox, PlayStation echoes in the battle scenes, if that makes any sense. You have to see it. It also has an added double Irish dimension. I had to Google after the movie to confirm it was indeed Jamie Dornan. What a surprise then to see also Eve Hewson was Maid Marian. I'd say Bono and Ali must be so proud of her. What an amazing actress she is. She really held that role from the start. Anyway, I'd recommend it as a nice break from my current norm. Always was a fan of the Robin Hood story, I must say, Owen. And I will definitely check that out and see how Jamie and Eve are. I love seeing the Irish flag being flown in these movies. And thank you for the recommendation. I like the sound of that. Didn't Russell Crowe play Robin Hood in a version of it a few years before that? And then the TV show where Clannad did the music for it. I loved that series. I think Michael Praed, and I think Sean Connery's son might have played him in another incarnation in that series. Herne the Hunter, etc. etc. Saturday evening viewing for young nerd. It was perfect. Maria was on. Just launched an online toy store based in Cork. Could you give us a show? Of course I could. It's called busyatplay.com. Okay. And you specialise in Montessori-inspired and STEM toys for children age 0. How old are you? 0. It's amazing you can say that. To 12. We have curated a delightful selection of toys and books to spark children's imagination and curiosity. I'm a busy mum of 3 and they have inspired me to embark on this new adventure. Hashtag support local. Well done, Maria. So if you want to buy toys with Montessori-inspired and STEM vibes, busyatplay.com. Well done. And good luck with it. Also, little bits and pieces that I'll get to in a second because our friends at the Chernobyl Children International have a face mask going that people can get and make donations because, as you know, the year that's in it head towards Chernobyl, Children International online, and you'll find details of how you can donate to the ongoing wonderful work that's been done by A.D. Roach and friends there. Chernobyl-international.com will help your look for that, and that would be a nice thing to do, would it not? And elsewhere, chess, thank you also to Brian, who's part of the chess world in Ireland, sent a lovely email. It's a bit long to read, but it just essentially talks about the Bunratty International Chess Festival, which you very kindly invited me to attend at some point. I should really learn a little bit before, but thank you to you and Paul Carey and Jerry and Imelda Graham and Ted Jennings to invite me down at some point. And if the fates allow, I'll be there. But you sell it well in your message to encourage me to come and visit. I still want to visit Fanad Lighthouse in Donegal. I'm writing a list of places I want to go and return to. It's on the agenda when the lockdown is lifted. And I was reminded of that because I got a lovely book in from called Lighthouse Storybook, Letting Creativity Shine, which is tales by young story keepers, which is really nice, and little stories of lighthouses and lighthouse keeping by children all around Ireland. And I see the commissioners of Irish Lights are involved in that, and it's in aid of Northern Ireland Hospice and Children in Hospital Ireland. It's a lovely thing to do. So that would be one thing worth supporting if you can, which is nice. Again, very nice. Great lighthouses of Ireland. In other news, text 51551. Remember going to see a great Macbeth movie when we were studying the play and it made a difference to us. Yeah, the Macbeth films, I think, were true to the play more than most, if you recall. Michael Fassbender was the most recent that I recall going to see, and he was excellent in it, but sure, I'd watch him in anything, in fairness to him. I must tell you a story, says Granddad Paul, about my granddaughter Lily Callahan. She's 4. And Lily, out of the blue, got her dad, David, my son, in Tesco to buy a box of Heroes sweets. And David thought they were for her teacher in play school. And on the way home, Lily told her dad to stop at Coolock Garda Station. And she got, she's four, she got the box of heroes out of the car with David, walked into the front public desk and placed them, saying to the guard on duty, "You are my heroes." The guard on duty was flabbergasted and Lily just walked out. For a four-year-old, Ryan, to think of this, there is hope for us all yet. That is amazing. 4 years old. I mean, honestly, the future feels very safe listening to that. Shakespeare and young people, I know it's a treat, but we took our girls to see Romeo and Juliet at Shakespeare's Globe Theatre. Well, if you don't mind. They came away with an understanding and appreciation that was unbelievable. Cheap flight, tickets cost very little. Oh, for the vaccine. The vaccine is not a pipe dream now, so you are allowed to start thinking about planning because this thing is going to be over. And in coming months, I keep saying it, but this is the glimmer. There is light at the end of the tunnel. And we have gone through this essentially trauma. It has been and continues for a lot of people to be traumatic. But the trauma will end. And we will bring you a bit of light on Friday night. And then we'll have Christmas. I can't quite understand what's happening with the levels because we haven't been told officially. But the leaking seems to be positive, and it seems to suggest that we'll be able to move around the country through the counties and so on, maybe head out west or north or south at some point between the 18th and the 2nd of January and go and see people. And at that stage, it's kind of, it's almost like, all right, you can do it, but would you be careful doing it? It's like they kind of seem saying that. We don't want to take Christmas away completely, but we don't want you to go completely bonkers. It's a bit like that. So I think that's good. Movement is good. We've got to see each other, see our families. We've got to be together. There's no way about it. There's no way around it. And we do it anyway. I think we just say, sorry, lads. we're not sticking around on our own at home alone for that. But so I think it's the right, they seem to be making the right noises at this point. Angela loved Shakespeare in school. Merchant of Venice, 1964. Julius Caesar, 1966. Brilliant. Jackie was in Stony Batter. Would have been lost without my dry robe for sitting outside Walsh's having pints on the street in lockdown. A dry robe is not just for swimming or for Southsiders. I thought it was just for swimming. I thought it was meant to dry you after you were wet in the sea. But no, obviously not. Love Shakespeare in secondary school, says June, only because of our wonderful English teacher in St. Louis in Rathmines. You see, it's the teachers, like I was saying. The dry robe issue reminds me of the hullabaloo about people wearing pyjamas outdoors some years ago. Just a very amusing variation on a theme, Arade. You're quite right. When my wife, says the text, meets him up with her sister, I quote the opening lines from Macbeth. When shall we three meet again in thunder, lightning or rain? They're oblivious and it cheers me up no end. So you're calling her and her sisters witches. But now they know. 51551 is the text number. The email is ryan@rte.ie at 9:21. We are open for business. The Beach Boys, arguably one of the most beautiful songs ever written. And that is God Only Knows. I could weirdly listen to that all day. All day long. Right then, the coffee machine I have at home is very noisy. It's I've been posting Insta stories this week a lot for a toy show. And it sounds like a lawnmower crunching up marbles. But it makes a mean little cup of coffee. I like it a lot. But thank you to Alan for sending me a link for a quieter one because he has babies. He said, look, you don't need... I said, well, I don't have babies. I don't mind waking anyone up. It's fine. It makes good coffee. My worry is I could... It's a good deal, the one he's offering. The one he suggested I buy. But I might just buy it and say, oh, it's quieter, but the coffee mightn't be as good. Mine isn't broken. So I think I'll just keep going with Johnny Loudpants rather than try to fix something that isn't necessarily broken. But I will admit, it's loud. But thank you, Alan. And by the way, the amount of messages that have been coming in, I run my own Instagram account and I'm overwhelmed at the moment by messages, all very kind, but a lot of requests and saying, can you say hello to us? And that we can't say hello to anyone on the toy show because if we say hello to one, we're goosed. So forgive me and forgive me for not replying to everyone as well, but please know that I get your messages. I appreciate them all and I'm grateful as well. So thank you. But it's just a bit crazy. I hope you understand at the moment. The best Beach Boy tunes by a mile, says Annie. Good on you, Annie. I'm delighted you liked it. And the Beach Boys song, that song makes me feel of the feel-good movie Love Actually. Oof. It makes me feel bad. I don't like that film. But I say it every year, but I'm glad you like it. So that's good. The little boy who played Liam Neeson's son is now all grown up and starring in The Queen's Gambit. Indeed, I saw him. I saw that kid. He's in a lot of things. In Annie McPhee and, he is in the Queen's Gambit wearing a kind of, do you know, some men try to grow a beard and they just, nature just is having none of it. And it's just wispy and kind of sad looking. You're just going, no, do you know what? You need to just, some people, some men just need to keep it clean. Don't worry about it. That it just looks like, no, you're not 15. It's just not where it's not working for you. And he's in that show. No to that. Thanks for playing God Only Knows. One of my favourites. It's my favourite song ever. And hopefully will be our first dance when we get married. Oh, next September. All going well. Michelle, that's a beautiful choice. And good on you with your patience. And you know what? If it's love, it'll be worth waiting for. So you'll get there. Ethna, yes, says, more suggestions for Beatles-related gifts. Greatly appreciated for the avid Beatles fans. Well, you know, McCartney 3 is coming out in December. Still waiting by the window for the postman for that. God, I saw the postman cycling along the other day, speaking of which. And he had a big box on the back of the bike. You know the way it used to be the bike? And the big bike. I thought, I hope he's all right. That's a big box to be cycling. I hope it's not too difficult aerodynamically. But I have to I salute the post people of Ireland, the men and women, with those big boxes. The work that they need. I hope they get a bonus this Christmas for that. We'll have to get Lily to drop up boxes of heroes to them as well, because that's tough going, especially in poor weather. April's been on. Hello, April. I'm a former Irish chess international and national school teacher. Good. I've been giving online chess classes to teachers on Zoom so that they can teach their classes. And I honestly have the easiest, most user-friendly way of learning the basics. And I'll give you a free lesson if you're interested. Free, easy, basic chess lesson. I'll put that on the long finger but it's definitely for consideration. Okay, so thank you, but thank you for lovely suggestion. Now, these are quite lengthy thoughts on Shakespeare. Well, I'll take a few. Regarding the teaching of Shakespeare, says this message. Who's this from? Do we have a sign off? Regarding the teaching, Shona in Ashmore. Regarding the teaching of Shakespeare, I agree with the fabulous Helen Mirren and yourself. Here at the Mill Theatre in Dundrum, we brought Shakespeare to primary schools last year and they learned one of his poems and then brought it to the theatre where they performed it to the other schools, and they learned about lighting effects and masks and the role of the jester. Similarly, in January this year, a number of schools, secondary schools, competed in a senior school's Shakespeare festival, and they brought their 30-minute production to the theatre where we helped them stage it again with lights and sound. Many of them made it into a modern adaptation, but each and every student enjoyed their Shakespeare experience as it was brought to where it belonged, the stage. We plan to do a COVID-friendly festival next year where we will record each school's performance. If you're interested, ask schools to call me at contact Shona at milltheatre.ie. Good work. I'm in total agreement with you on Macbeth, says Anne-Marie in Cork, which I also studied for Leaving Cert in 1979. I can still quote a lot, whole speeches even. The brain has stored it all. I wish it would store other more useful things as well, as like mathematical tables. What a play indeed. The atmosphere and the insight into ambition. I think the best insight into Shakespeare, says Anne-Marie, I ever got was listening to an interview given by Benedict Cumberbatch on Hamlet, the character. Anyone who's doing Hamlet should definitely look it up. Marvellous. It was like meeting Hamlet himself. Good luck with the toy show. Thanks, Anne-Marie. The dry robe, here we go again. The dry robe is a wonderful invention, says Anne. I'm in my late 60s and this year I started sea swimming and dipping in grey stones, and this activity has enhanced my feel-good feeling enormously. Having the dry robe to put on afterwards keeps me cosy and allows me to stay at the beach and have a coffee and reflect. Taking the beauty of our wet waters. Come on, naysayers, give us a break. Good luck on Friday. Thanks, Anne. And back to beautiful Salt Hill. Pauline in Staunton, in Allcare in Salt Hill, says, very unfair all the bad publicity dry robes are getting. I'm a pharmacy in Salt Hill and we stock dry robes. I know, don't ask. I love, love, love my dry robe. Only problem is I can't get enough stock of them. Highly recommend for nothing other than warmth, and so I can catch up with my friends in a relatively safe environment in these times. It has helped me maintain my sanity. The only problem is I'm asked more questions about dry robe availability than the flu jab, from a dry robe forever fan, Pauline. God, who knew? Okay, thanks for all those great texts. Don't forget our competition this morning, because we are giving away a lot of vouchers for Tesco, and they've declared that 2020 is the year when everyone is off the naughty list. Thank God for that. Whether you are the worst DIY hairdresser or pretending the internet was down to miss the latest office Zoom meeting, you are forgiven. You're all forgiven. Tesco has declared a ban on the naughty list for 2020. We have teamed up with our friends there to celebrate the campaign with our Christmas quiz. You have a chance to win €500 to spend in Tesco's and stock up on your favourite festive treats. And there's a bonus question at the end, which is worth €200. So get busy calling on 1850 715 900. We'd love to talk to you. 1850 715 900 is the number. So keep going. April, the chess lady, she was a teacher of mine in primary school, says Julie. A wonderful woman. I highly recommend getting a lesson with her. Isn't that lovely? Everyone connecting like that? Lovely triangular radio experience. Our school put on Macbeth, says Alison. I played a tree. Good times. Yeah. So you were barking mad after that. Whoa. I wonder, did you branch out though? Okay. The postmen and women have electric bikes now. God, well, the guy I saw didn't look like it was electric. God help him. But thank you, Mags. Hopefully it was. And I just didn't recognise it for being so. Okay, let's take a quick break, shall we? Yes. I'm going to listen to Claire Byrne's show this morning, particularly because I want to find out how they know a baby is anxious. I mean, psychologically, I'm fascinated to know what the physiology or medical rationale of that is. Amazing, because no one wants an anxious baby in the house. That's not good. So we'll find out later on Today with Claire Byrne. I had a great teacher, Mrs. Tighe, sometimes the G is silent, in sixth class in St. Vincent's Girls' School, North William Street, Dublin, in 1993. And she had a book of child-friendly adaptations of Shakespeare plays that she read to us and explained the language to us. And it was brilliant. It made Shakespeare very accessible. Louise, you got it. You had one of those great teachers. Mrs. Tighe, you're the bomb. 51551 is the text number at, what are we on now, 14 minutes to 10? John in Kerry, which reminds me of John Kerry, who's back at the scene now, thanks to Joe Biden. Ryan, that lady means short crust pastry, not the flaky pastry. My husband turns his nose up at the flaky pastry ones. Sounds like you're as finicky as him. Like your show, says Gwen, the long-suffering wife of Finicky John. In Kerry, indeed. Well, the story there is that the flaky pastry to me is very messy. It's a bit like Christmas cards with glitter on them. I dread it gets everywhere and then you scratch your nose. It's like COVID and I don't like it and then it goes everywhere. And the flaky pastry wouldn't be for me. The shortcut pastry, delicious. In fact, I may even have one later on because 'tis the season as far as I'm concerned. But thank you, Gwen. Finicky indeed. Anya is in Limerick. My fiancé teaches Macbeth to his fifth class every year. They love it. He teaches it by dramatising it with them over the course of about 10 weeks. The children love it and they have an in-depth knowledge of the play by the time they are finished. That's because he's a great teacher. Another one, Mr. Dodd, is a wonderful teacher. St. Bridget's National School in Greystones produces a Shakespeare play every June with his sixth class students. Lights, music, action. Students always rise to the challenge. Well, students will always rise to the challenge if they're led by good people at the top. Good people like Mr. Dodd and others this morning. Right, thank you for that. We'll be back in a moment.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
In full capitals. Ryan, I think you should give your coffee machine a wide berth till after Friday. You are excited and high enough already. I can hear it in your voice. I love the show and break a leg on Friday night or not.
If I didn't have that coffee, I'd be sitting here going, good morning, everybody. I'm going to have a show today and listen to some nice music from the Beach Boys. Hope you like it. Okay.
That would be me. The coffee is the fuel. I will not be giving my machine a wide berth. In fact, I'll be hugging it close, holding it tight like a David Essex song. But thank you for your text. My late father, says Lizanne, PJ was renowned for his Julius Caesar portrayal. Wow. Which became his party piece. Oh, even better. Once he invited an American visitor to be Desdemona at her house party many years ago. I'm proud to say he was quite the thespian. Good man. I love that. A lot of Shakespeare memories. Oh, they're flooding in. It's between Shakespeare and dry robe. I can see a sketch coming on where you replace the toga with a dry robe. Imagine Caesar walking along the forum in a dry robe. And the others coming at him. And Caesar say, I'm trying to deliver an address about the future of the Republic of Rome. And Brutus and all the other heads going, no, not in a dry robe, mate. And start stabbing. Not, please, my dry robe is, I'm trying to save the Republic. Don't leave me alone. Oh, I love that song. That's Fergal Shark. Thanks for playing Fergal Sharky. Marie, you're so welcome. It's my mum's third anniversary today. She used to love this song, loved your show every morning. I'm smiling. I'm so happy to hear that. And Sorry about your mum, but it's nice to bring her back into the room, as we say. And I hope you have a good day today on the strength of that lovely memory. My name is Donna Horahan. I know it is because I got your book, Donna. Hoping to connect with you on the children's book that I wrote. I loved. I only said it to the lads this morning. I said, I love the name of this book. It's a kid's book called Elf Isolation. I thought, as puns go, it's one of my favourites that I've heard this week. A copy arrived at the studio. 10% of royalties donated to Pieta House. Thanks, Donna. Congratulations. It's a lovely story and a great bit of punmanship. I admire that no end. Speaking of Shakespeare, Judy is in Cork. She said, when I heard the name of this virus back in March that we are all now so familiar with, all it reminded me was the play I did for The Leaving Cert in 1982, Coriolanus. And almost as traumatizing as the virus. And I'm not a fan of this one either. I know you didn't like any of them. Tell Warren he made my morning. Grumpy I was heading into work and ended up cracking up in the car. And tell the lady who corrected the first caller you had on that she's wrong regarding the pastry. There is a sweet pastry that is sweet made with icing sugar. It's the nicest with mince pies. I'm biased as it's my mum's recipe. Okay, so somebody corrected the other person who's now being corrected by the other person. Are we all in the same kitchen together having a row about pastry? Has it come to this?
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Ultra-fast broadband, perfect for busy homes to be online at the same time.
Thank you, Ryan. You're welcome. I'm smiling now, more even, now that you read my text. Could you find my car keys? Yeah, they're in the coat you were wearing yesterday, hanging up in the hall. Thanks for playing Fergal Sharkey. Brings back memories of great time spent in London with my dear friend Ina, who sadly passed away in August. Again, I'm sorry to hear that. It's peculiar. The song reminds people like that, but anything to bring loved ones back into the world is always a lovely thing. There's loads in on, as I say, Shakespeare, like that. I'm prompted to write that even if theatres are dark, as they say these days, children can still put on their own plays this Christmas. At the ARC, we've partnered with the After School Hub to produce The Show Must Go On every day next week on RT2 from Aideen Howard, who's the director at the ARC. You do wonderful things there. Well done. Thank you, Aideen, for children and the arts. I love it. And if you are in a position to watch the Irish Book Awards, they're on rte.ie/culture tonight at 7:30. I've been hearing Evelyn and O'Rourke talking to us about that on the ads. So be sure to tune in to that tonight at 7:30, and good luck to everybody involved. But it's 10 o'clock, so now we say goodbye. We look forward to your company tomorrow already. Stay tuned to Claire Byrne, and thank you for listening.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.